embodied. Weil Gott mehr mit deinen Zehen zu tun hat, als du denkst. Today's episode is a practice that you can follow along. I'm recording this while Switzerland is on lockdown, which means there's lots and lots and lots of anxiety and tension and fear in the air. It's very tangible that we all do not know what's coming. And even though that's always true, like right now it's in our faces, right? But we don't need to make this virus the theme of the meditation. Grounding practices or grounding meditations can be very useful also when there's no global pandemic around, right? So for me personally, I like to practice something like this or a variation of this at least once a day, just to stay connected to what's actually true and what's clear and not get hooked by fear, which can be very subtle. So sometimes we're not aware that fear is moving, and yet it is. Anyhow, to start with, let's find a seat that is comfortable. You can sit in a chair, you can sit on your sofa. Maybe you have a meditation cushion that you like. And check in if there's something your body would like to be even more comfortable. Maybe a pillow. Maybe you want to take off your shoes. Let's take a couple of deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Letting your jaw open. And one more time like this. Right. And as you are maybe a little bit more aware of your breath, as you just did those three lovely big inhales and exhales, maybe you can allow your pelvis to really sit in your seat. Like feel where your sit bones are touching your chair, the cushion. And we're bringing awareness out of that thought stream and into the body. Like whenever we want to get still, and whenever we want to connect to what is actually true, the body is our tool. The body is our pathway. So sensing whatever connects, whatever touches the seat, and allowing the pelvis to sort of fall into that seat. Maybe you can feel your tailbone and the lumbar spine, and let that lumbar spine, like the lowest couple of vertebrae, relax back a little bit. Sink back with your pelvis. And whenever there are thoughts popping up, we're simply returning to the sensations in the body as they are right now. The pelvis relaxing back, the buttocks touching the seat. And then bring that awareness as if it was that stage light that is so used to pointing towards the stage, towards the thoughts, memories from the past and projections into the future. We're starting to move that awareness, that stage light, and bring it into the body. We're being more interested in the sensations of the body than anything else. So imagine you could take that stage light, very effortless, very soft, and bring it into your hip joints. Whatever you can notice is enough, is good. Those hip joints. How are they feeling today? Maybe you can sense some of that collective tension in there as well. That's all right. It doesn't need to be different. But notice it. Look towards it. Don't turn away from it. And as we bring awareness to those hip joints, as we turn towards it in that effortless, loving way, it might soften just a little bit. Right. And then allow awareness to travel through your thighs, those muscles. And maybe you notice that you could relax some obvious tension in there a little bit. Allow those muscles, those big, strong muscles, to soften just a teeny tiny little bit. Front of your thighs. Maybe you want to extend your legs as you notice that having your knees bent is building up some tension in your thighs. Then again, whatever you can notice is perfect. It's enough. There's no right or wrong way to do this. It's simply awareness being aware of the sensations in the body as if they were the most fascinating thing ever. Frankly, they are. Much more fascinating than whatever that head, the thought stream has to tell, those stories. And then be aware of the back of your thighs as they are touching the chair, the sofa, maybe the floor, whatever seat you chose. Feel the back of your thighs and allow those muscles to melt a little bit. We don't have to let go. But even to relax it a tiny bit is so much more comfortable than not, right? And maybe you start to notice how your system is already grounding. A heaviness. A connectedness. Maybe an exhale, a yawn. All of this is welcome. Back of your thighs, and then come through your knee joints, being aware of the sensations in your knees right now. What can you notice? What's the sensation in there today? Right, and then travel through your calf muscles. allowing any obvious tension to relax, softening through there, and allowing them to just be. They don't need to get anywhere, they don't need to do anything, they can just be. And whatever you're noticing here, again, it's fine. And if it's discomfort, that's fine too. If it's pain, that's fine too. We're simply gathering information about this body in this moment. And any thoughts that would like to comment on this, any thoughts that would like to say something about, I don't know, telling stories, just for now, be more interested in the sensations in your own body than in anything else. Nothing else matters right now. Just you as awareness, being aware of your calf muscles. And then the front, the shin, softening. Coming all the way through your ankles. And it's okay if there's a lot of chatter in your head. A lot of, this is moving way too slow. I don't like her accent. I can't feel anything. I know the sensation in my body. I live with that body for 30, 40, 50, whatever years. This is all boring. It's okay if those voices arise, but you actually don't need to pay that much attention to them. They're not giving you anything new, any new information. It's not that interesting in reality. But be willing, find the willingness to come into your ankles and with awareness, with that soft, effortless awareness. Go look for yourself. What does it feel like in your ankles today? Are they a bit tired? Are they tense? Dense? Would they like to rest? And then feel all the way through your heels, your feet. The heels as they touch the floor, the ground. And again, it's that fascination of, wow, how does it feel to notice or to be aware of the heels touching the socks or the floor? Like, what can I actually, in reality, right now notice without the mind telling a story about it? It's okay if it does. Well, we don't need to, you know, go with it. We went down that path so many times and it never brought any useful information, or did it? Heels touching the floor, the outside edges of your feet, the ball of your feet. Like all of that, an instep, that inner arch of your foot, what's the sensation in there today, right now? And just for now, just for this short little moment, find the willingness to be more interested in the sensations in that inner arch than in anything else. Hmm. And then feel all 10 toe pads as they are touching the floor, your shoes. Maybe you can wiggle them a little bit. And there might be, you know, sounds from your surroundings, and it's not a problem. They're not actually taking awareness away. You are awareness. You're not separate from all the awareness there is. So in reality, you cannot be not aware. And no matter how many other sounds there are. And as we are so intimately sensing our feet, imagine there would be soft, tiny little roots growing out of your feet. Like growing out of your toes, the ball of your foot, the outside edges, the inner arch, the soles of your feet, your heels. And it's as if those teeny tiny roots, and you can maybe feel them or imagine them, teeny tiny roots are growing out of your feet and digging through whatever floor your feet are connected with, digging through the floor, through the house, till they meet the dirt. They dig through the dirt. And as you dig through that dirt, you might even smell that moist soil. We dig through them with our tiny roots that are growing out of our feet, the dirt layer, until your roots are hitting the rock, like the rock layer of this planet. And then we're drilling through it further in till we meet the crystal layer. And we go further in all the way into that warm center of this planet. And allow your system to feel that connection all the way from your feet to the center of the earth. And let's do that a couple of more times to really get that connection. The roots growing out of your feet, digging through the floorboards, through the house, into the dirt, digging through the dirt until they hit the rock layer, drilling through the rock, through the crystals, all the way into that warm lava center of the earth. And maybe there's even more of that heavy grounding sensation, a yawn, an exhale, as your system connect. Let's do that one more time through the feet, feeling those roots growing out all of, like, out of all those points, out of every little cell of your foot, there's a root coming out, a whole root bundle digging through the floor, through the earth, the dirt of the earth, drilling through the rock, through the crystal layer, all the way into the middle of the earth, into that vast source of energy, warmth. You plugging yourself in to that. As you're not actually separate. We're made from the same stuff. Right. And keep feeling those roots, rooting down, grounding your system down. And without losing that connection through your feet, come up through your root, your tailbone, I mean. And imagine out of your tailbone, there would also be a root growing out. And it might take a little bit longer to find that image or sensation, or both, as the tailbone can be a place of a lot of density and tension, or pain even. But let that tailbone open and the root growing out of it, and the same way it's drilling through the floor, through the house, the dirt layer. Maybe once again you can even smell that moist soil. So rich, so full of life, through the dirt, through the soil, drilling through the rock layer, through the crystals, and hitting home in that warm center of the earth, connecting in, plugging your system in. Once more, out of your tailbone, there's that root growing out, drilling through the floor, through the house, the soil, that dirt, the rock, all the way through the crystals, into the warm, molten center of this planet. And keep feeling that connection through your feet, through your root, your tailbone, allowing your system to ground into the earth energy, connecting in. And it might almost feel like a sensation of, oh, thank God, I'm not alone in this. I can actually plug into the earth, and she's resourcing me. It's not all on me. Beautiful. Stay connected through those roots. And then let's travel up through the spine without losing that connection. Like, awareness can grow sort of bigger or become wider, and we can be aware of the roots out of our feet connecting us in, the root out of our tailbone connecting us, and at the same time travel up through the spine with awareness, with that soft, effortless, loving awareness. And as you let that stage light come up through the spine, it's as if you would touch each vertebra. With that soft presence of awareness. A very light touch. And as you come up through the mid-back, there might be tension there, especially at the back of your solar plex. Just see it, touch it. We don't need to engage with the story why it's dense there. And especially if we come further up the spine, in between the shoulder blades, the back of the heart, ooh, that might be dense too. It might even be super painful. let's find even more willingness to stay with the sensations in the body as they arise right now. We don't need to change them, but we also don't need to engage with all the stories that might be here. Like, this is so hard. How am I going to survive? Which might be something that is coming to the surface. Whenever you can feel like there's those really dense spots, really heavy emotions, you can open your mouth and breathe out through your mouth, maybe with a little sound, to get that tension out of your system, or some of that tension. It's not like we breathe out through the mouth once and all the tension's gone. That would be nice. Right. All the way up through your neck. And then let's stay with awareness in the tops of our shoulders for a moment. Like the top of your trapezius. And soak those muscles that might be extremely tense today. Let those muscles soften. Just a teeny tiny a little bit. Nur es müh. And even bringing awareness there and allowing it to be might soften it a little bit, and it's so much more comfortable. Like when we stop resisting, when we stop fighting what is, it's actually quite spacious, peaceful. And then let your awareness come through your upper arms, as if it was like melting through your arms, that warm, effortless, light and loving awareness through your upper arms into your elbows, all the way through your lower arms into your hands, wrists and hands, and stay with the sensations in your hands for a moment. Letting those hands soak and then maybe you can feel or imagine a stream or that light, a light washing from your shoulders, from the top of your shoulders, all the way through your upper arms, your lower arms, into your hands and out of your fingertips. Like a stream of light, warmth. Maybe it feels more like water to you. A stream that is washing through those tops of your shoulders, shoulder blade. The upper arms, the lower arms, the wrists, the palms, and out of your fingertips. Washing through it. It's almost as if it would wash tension out of your system. Bits and pieces of tension out of your system. Through your fingertips. Into the room. Dissolving. And again, maybe you can feel like, oh, there's more space in my shoulders, in my arms, in my hands, as we wash through with this light, with this warmth, or the water, that liquid, allows it to wash through. Right. And again, without losing that openness in the palms, softness in the tops of the shoulders, let's come further up through the back of our heads, all the way to the top of our head. And imagine that very top of your head would also soften and open a little bit, as if we would allow that top of the head to breathe. Like when there's a lot of tension, we tend to avoid really breathing, right? And feel how safe it is, or know how safe it is to let the top of your head be open, breathe. And travel all the way through your forehead, your temples. Oh, the forehead is also a good place to allow any obvious tension to soften, especially that point in between the eyebrows. Let the eyebrows melt away from each other. Allow your eyes to fall back into the eye sockets, especially when there's pressure on our system, challenges around, stressful situations. There's that leaning forward of our whole body, the pushing through. We can feel that in our eyes. So let's allow the front of the body to relax towards the back of the body. Right now, the eyes falling back into their sockets. And there might be sounds from your surroundings. They're not taking you out of awareness, actually. But we just need to find the willingness to be more interested in allowing the eyes to soften than in anything else. And come through your cheeks, allowing your cheeks to soften, nasal passages, through the jawline. Even the chin, allow it to be as it is, and at the same time there's the invitation to relax just a tiny little bit. Right. Let your face go with gravity for once. Maybe there's even something to relax in our teeth, in our tongue, the roof of the mouth, our lips. And that space in between the lower lip and the chin. Feel your whole face melting towards the floor. And at the same time, we're still rooting through our feet, through our tailbone, into the earth. There's still that washing through the tops of our shoulders, all the way through our arms and out of the fingertips. There's still the softening of the front of the body towards the back of the body. Like all at once, the top of the head is breathing. We're letting the body be. feel that. Stay with that. And lean back into that vast support that's here. You can feel it in your body. The safety. As we are rooting into the earth, as we are allowing the body to soften, there's an openness, there's a spaciousness. Awareness, simply aware of what is right now. And what is right now is this body with its sensations, with the breath, the sounds. That's it. That's all there is. That's all there is to know right now. And you can sense, awareness can sense the silence, the stillness in between all the sounds, in between all the sensations of the body. It's nothing hidden, it's nothing special, it's not a secret. It's simply the quietest thing that you can hear, as Kieran, my teacher, says. It's so simple. There's my voice. There's sounds from outside. But there's also the stillness, the silence, the quiet. Connect to it. Find the willingness to connect to it. You're not actually separate from it. The only thing separating us from this vast, incredibly spacious silence is fear. Fear that is telling all those stories about us needing to be vigilant. Us needing to prepare for the next moment. But that's other and simple bullshit. So connect. Root down into the earth. Connect in. And at the same time, connect to the quiet. And feel the unlimited, endless support there is. You never have to exist 1 second, one breath of your life without that support. It's always right here. No matter the circumstances. Let that make an imprint in your system. Know that that is what is actually true. Know it in your body as a felt, sensed experience. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take anyone's word for it. It's yours to experience, to know through the body. And then, from this very connected, very grounded, supported space, find your breath again. You don't have to leave any of it. But find the breath. Maybe deepen it. And slowly move your head from side to side. Wiggle your jaw, circle your jaw, yawn. Wiggle your toes, your fingers. And then open your eyes and see the room. And still feel the roots rooting you down into the earth. The silence, the quiet. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. RevLab.